Country's Hottest Hits 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. It's Kelly McKay, and I have a studio full of lovely ladies in to talk about an event that is taking place this Saturday, November the 1st. And I have Liz, Leanne, Jamie, and Kalisha. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you all for being here to talk about a very serious, very important subject. We want to talk about this event that's happening this Saturday, and I'm going to let Liz start us out this morning. Liz, you want to tell us a little bit about, give us a little backstory on this?
Okay, just fast forward, LeBron was a 23 graduate from Caverna, was going into traveling nurse, going to be a traveling nurse. He had a CNA's 2 months prior to graduation. He decides he's going to the Marines. So with that being said, he went to the Marines and he flourished. You know, he accomplished a lot in a short period of time as of entering in 2023. And just November 2nd of last year, he passed away from apparently suicide.
Okay. All right. And I know, so this is your son.
Yes.
And I know this is difficult for you to talk a little bit about. So thank you for sharing your story. And I think the more that people hear about this, the more awareness that is brought to light. There's so many people that can be helped potentially.
Right. And I believe there's a lot more that can relate that doesn't have a voice or have someone that has experienced the same thing. So, but it's more common than we think.
Right, right. And what the flyer says, not all wounds are visible, you know.
Right.
Whenever it comes to suicide, some folks don't talk about it. They don't talk about the struggles that they're going through and the things that they're challenged with every day, and they feel like there's no out. And you guys are holding this event, hosting this event to help others and to bring more awareness. It's the Substance Abuse Mental Health Suicide Awareness Walk. So tell us what time the walk begins.
The walk begins at 3:20 and ends at 3:39.
So can you tell us the significance of this?
The backstory to that is the time, 3:20 is the time that the responders got to him. Mm-hmm. And 3:39 is the time that they pronounced him deceased.
Okay. All right. So that walk is from 3:20 until 3:39. This is happening this Saturday afternoon. Registration starts at 1 o'clock. And all of this is taking place at the Cave Area Conference Pavilion in Cave City. I'm gonna come over here to Kalisha, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the vendors. So can you tell us who all is going to be set up on Saturday?
We have about 12 to 15 vendors, and those vendors, some of them include Soaky Sublimation, Darlin Fox Creation, we have M&M Creation, Quilts by Jenny, 2Q Creations will be there, and everybody will be selling like custom Christmas crafts or porch leaners, door hangers, stuff like that. Come and join us on Saturday.
Okay. Now, Leanne, there are going to be some games and some entertainment. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to have two bouncy house photo booths. We're going to have several games, duck ponds, basketball, cornhole. We are going to have a band, Harbor Family Band's coming. Bring your chairs, come out, enjoy some live music and games and entertainment, and Jamie will tell you about some food.
All right, Jamie, so tell us about the food that's going to be there that day.
Okay, we are going to have smoked pulled pork, smoked loin slices, pork loin slices, grilled hot dogs. Our sides are going to be mac and cheese, cooked cabbage, cowboy beans, and chips. And I think we decided we were going to do $12 for a meat, two sides, and then our drinks are going to be $1
okay.
extra.
Sounds like some really good food.
And there should be some sweet treats at another booth, too. So.
Okay. So lots of delicious food. Yeah. So make sure that you come hungry. So, Liz, can you tell us the money from this, all the proceeds will benefit the foundation? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All the proceeds is going back into the foundation to help anyone that's in need, because he was very much in, he was an activist for giving back to his community. Mm-hmm. All through high school, that's all he done was community service. And he was a part of Feeding America. Every time they done the Feeding America, he was there volunteering. Anything at the school that they needed done, teachers needed, he was there to help. Mm-hmm. And I feel that this is what's been placed on my heart to keep his memory alive. Okay. It's to give back to the community.
Okay.
So all proceeds go back into the community.
Yes. So they go to the LeBron Cares Incorporated Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So that foundation was set up specifically to be able to give back to the community. So
yes.
And may his name live on. So this is a beautiful way to honor him and to honor his legacy and to honor his life. So may this be an annual event that can bring awareness to suicide and mental health. So is there anything that we missed? Anything you'd like to add, Felicia?
Yes, we will also have Bluegrass Professional Counseling there, and Community Partners for Recovery will also be there.
Okay, all right.
And if anyone is in need of any someone to talk to about their feelings or anything they're going to that they can't go to family or friends, they can call the suicide hotline and just dial 988.
Okay, 988.
Any day or night, anytime, okay. 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Okay, all right. So if you feel the need, if you are needing to talk to someone and you don't feel like you can talk to a friend or a relative, you can call that suicide hotline and there will be someone on the other end to talk with you. So ladies, thank you so much for being here. Liz, Leanne, Jamie, and Kalisha, thank you all for putting this together.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And let's hope and pray that this will help save some lives.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, ladies.